Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. It's the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson.
All right, I am here with master astrologer Marvin Wilkerson. Hey, Marv.
Hello, Kelly.
Well, we are here to do our new moon podcast for Pisces, which is going to be moving into March, is what we are going to be facing. The Pisces new moon and then a Libra full moon. And so you are going to help us understand kind of all the different energies that are going to be happening this month. I feel like it's been a bit intense, like the end of February coming into March. There was just a lot going on. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, you know, Pisces is that time of the year that's letting go.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been all up against it. You know, it's for I don't know how long now. It's been a while. But I mean, you know, starting the new year in January is intense. And then, of course, we go into the Aquarian energy, and that was certainly intense. But we've got to focus on with Pisces is this is the month and time of the year that you're letting go of everything. And it's letting go on the multi-dimensions. It's letting go in the conscious mind, your subconscious mind, your soul self. You know, Pisces, such a beautiful sign. I mean, you know, I think about their moniker is serve or suffer. And they can be the most generous of all signs to give without receiving in return. And so there's something special about Pisces. And what it is when we come into this lifetime, we've come in for a purpose and a resolve to move out of our physical being, our ego being, to go into our spiritual being. So okay. Just thinking about that process, and so Pisces kind of plays into all of that spirituality. But the big thing that I love so much about Pisces is this the imagination. They have, you know, all Pisces are intuitive. Mm-hmm. They're all connected. Mm-hmm. There's no division. There's only an imagined division if they do have one. But we Pisces are the kind of psychic ability that they tap into things that they don't even know why they're tapping in. So in other words, one time my mother was back 40 years ago. She worked at nights as a nurse. And when she went out about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, the car wouldn't start.
Okay.
And all of a sudden she's trying to figure out what to do. And, you know, she's going frantic and all of that. And all of a sudden my uncle drives up and he says, "Are you having a problem of some sort?" And she says, "Yeah, my car won't start." He had psychically been told that my mother was in trouble and he drove to her work. That's Pisces. Yeah. That is the kind of connection that Pisces has. And the truth of the matter is that is the kind of connection that we all have. We always forget that we are spiritual beings living in a human body. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, I remember reading Emmanuel's back in the 80s. And he talked about, you know, transition is like getting out of a shoe two sizes too small you've been wearing all day. And that's kind of what this physical body is entrapping us all. And but if we would just remember that we are always connected, always, all spirituality is there. And what we've got to do is we've got to let go of the critical, analytical, evaluating mind, mm-hmm. so that the subconscious and the soul mind can speak to us much more clearly in guiding us through our life and our life path.
The thing that's pinging for me on that is what we say often on here, where there really isn't, like, we attach the words good and bad to situations. They're not necessarily good or bad, and we don't necessarily know, especially right when they're happening. But sometimes, I mean, that's like a human condition to attach those things. And then sometimes the way things play out, you're like, oh, wow, that was the best thing that ever happened to me, when you thought it was the worst thing that ever happened to you in the moment. And so it seems like a lot of that kind of reminder.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I lost a $270,000 a year job and thought that was the worst thing that could have ever happened to me.
Right.
3 years later, I found the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Right. Exactly.
So that's that whole Plutonian thing of letting go and transforming and renewal.
Right.
And rebirth.
Right.
And so, you know, Pisces is just, you know, Pisces rules the unconscious mind. When we look at it astrologically, it rules the house of secrets. It rules hidden enemies. And when you stop and think about it, who are the hidden enemies? Where are they? Where are our secrets? In the subconscious mind.
I knew that one. I knew the answer.
Damn it, Kelly. You're getting so
good.
Got it. Next time you just write the outline and I'll do the podcast.
No, I'm not quite there yet.
But so, I mean, you know, it's just, that's what Pisces is. And so, you know, when we think about your Pisces moon, we're thinking about, you know, you developed probably through several lifetimes, this whole Piscean concept of sensitivity and awareness and spirituality. And of course, when you come in as a Cancer, you're trying to corral the emotions of those memories, those hidden enemies, those house of secrets. Mm. That, you know, it's like I know I've said on this podcast before. I mean, Carl Jung said when the conscious mind knows what's in the subconscious mind, will be enlightened. Well, that's what this life is about, discovering our subconscious programming and conditioning so that we can make new perceptions, perspectives about them and let them go so they no longer become hidden.
Yeah.
And as we do this, it's like, you know, peeling the layers of onions off the onion to get to the core.
Yeah. I find the reason, like I always say about this podcast, that I'm just fascinated with why we do what we do, which is the subconscious, right? Like when I'm saying that, I wasn't realizing that that's what I was drawn to, but it's so fascinating because so much of what we do, the decisions we make, the people we date, the things that we're drawn to, they're in our subconscious and we're completely unaware of them. So it's just so interesting to me. And I think all the modalities that I'm drawn to now, or the facilitators that I want to speak to on this podcast, are really helping to uncover parts of the subconscious for each of us. And that's what is fascinating to me, because it's such a big part of our life and we just don't talk about it.
Well, and I mean, and you just said something that triggered me. You know, it's like you use the word, we're completely unaware. Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is no, we're not completely unaware at all. We are aware, but we block it through our concerns to make money, concerns to go do this, concerns to the concerns of living in this physical realm.
I would call it programming, but yeah.
Well, and it's not even that. It's just, it's what it is. I mean, it's how you live in the third dimension. Okay, we're supposed to enjoy it. We're supposed to have fun. I love the devil card in the tarot, because the devil is all about experiencing and enjoying the world. It's what we're the ones that make it positive and negative and get all hyper about, you know, what we should and shouldn't, and judgments and all of that. But I just got done with a client that I've been working with for a little while. And she came in. I said, well, how you doing? And she says, oh, I'm just frustrated. I said, well, what are you so frustrated about? She says, well, I do the hypnosis and I can't see anything. I don't get the symbols. I'm not doing this. I don't get the conversations that come in intuitively and all of that. And so I had to, you know, I had to work with her on how to understand that it's always there. It never leaves. And it's that she blocks it through the ego participation. And so I actually ultimately wound up because she had some, she had a sore back. Her back is always achy and all of that. 2 weeks ago, I fixed her foot because she had pain in her foot when she walked. Well, I took her back into a time that pain in her foot represented, and she stepped on a nail when she was 6 years old.
That's so crazy.
I helped her heal that. And she wrote me 2 days later and sent me an email and said, this is unbelievable, but my foot does not hurt.
That's crazy.
So I told her I'd work on her back. And ultimately what we had to do, because she was so down on being able to understand the two mind concept, the intuitive voice, and listen to it. So I actually did I started with her back and had her start visualizing, because she said she couldn't visualize nothing. And so I had her start visualizing the back and the energy of the back. And of course it just segued into taking her into an age regression. And we got all the way down to 6 years old and she still felt lonely and all that energy. So I tunneled her over into another lifetime that disconnected to, and she started, I mean, it just started flowing, man. I mean, you know, she saw herself as a Native American woman in the woods. Her tribe had all been slaughtered and killed, and she's wandered around. And at any rate, I finally got her up into a higher realm to understand that she was needing to learn how to have trust and faith in herself. And so this is why she was lonely in this lifetime. And she was stunned. She just couldn't get over it all. As she's getting ready to leave, she says, I'm going to start bawling as soon as I get down to the end of the driveway. I said, well, you should be bawling now. Right. Let it all go. And so this is very indicative of being in this Piscean energy this month, is allowing the imagination to work. You know I've said it before, the imagination, visualization is the most powerful things humans possess. If you can see it, you can conceive it, you can create it. What the mind can conceive, the mind can achieve. But yet we don't walk around thinking in imagination language. We walk around thinking in reasoning and logic and this step to the next step and doing this. And so Pisces is really is that withdrawal from this world. Okay. It's letting go. It's really letting go of the whole last year. I mean, is there any reason you need to hold on to last year? No. Mm-hmm.
No.
So if you let go of all that was and start just focusing on all that's available to us, you start tapping in. You start listening to that guided voice and you start moving in the direction, preparing for the spring equinox when we're going to be shot out of a cannon to start the actions of this cycle and year, the new cycle.
Well, that's what a lot. So astrologers actually refer to this moment now as the new year. Like we all do it in January, right? And doesn't like astrologically, I've just heard a lot of astrologers say, well, Pisces is the end of the year. Like it's the last sign of the zodiac. This is actually the new year. Am I getting that right?
When the sun moves into Aries,
that's
the solar year.
So that'll happen at the end of March, right?
Right.
Okay.
And for this March, it's going to be it'll be a solar eclipse in April, but it's going to be a lunar eclipse in Libra at the end of this month. So, that ought to trigger what I've already been talking about, that Venus, Mars, and Libra and reconnecting into relationships and all of that. So we really, when you read this podcast outline, didn't you kind of get the idea that we're really trying to connect with our partners and our relationships and with people? That's kind of what happens when you move into that spiritual realm, into that subconscious realm, and into balsamic and Pisces, is you're letting go and you're preparing for a new vision and a rebirth. So what we actually call this time is we call it dream time. This is where you're getting your dreams from spirit, and your dreams are now activating your desires and motivations to go out and manifest them. And that's what Aries is about. You know, when I used to teach this work, we used to talk about, you know, this is dream time and letting go time. And Aries just shoots out of a cannon. Doesn't even know where in the hell they're going. They just go.
They go assertively.
They go assertively and aggressively. And they go instinctively. So when you get marching orders, you're just trying to put it all together as you start moving. And that's the process of the dream time of balsamic and Pisces moving into that Aries spring equinox of when you're going to start moving out, because you've been programmed. And that's what dream time is. So as you let go of all your yesterdays, then you're reprogrammed with your pathways for tomorrow.
Which is why I see now the new year piece of this energy. Because it's like letting go of everything you learned the last year, and then you're going to, you're dreaming up the new thing, and then you're going to start fresh. Okay. I get it.
Yeah. And think about what I said with this particular new moon at 21 degrees Pisces, it's about exploring your imagination. Your personal artistry is kind of what they call it. I mean, you know, we all have, I don't care what you do, this is your creative expression. And so we're trying to align ourselves with the spiritual truths that we live by. This helps us shed some of those hidden enemies. shed some of those secrets that are unknown and unseen. And so I think this is a this is going to be a real special month. It's got the ruler of Pisces, which is Neptune. This is the nebulous energy that connects us all to the universe. It's universal energy. Neptune dissolves all things material. And that's what Neptune does. And when you dissolve boundaries, when you dissolve, like I did with this client today, when you dissolve frustrations and emotions and anxieties, what you're doing is you're dissolving the ego conscious mind, and you're allowing the soul mind, the subconscious mind, to now filter in, and you can listen to that alternative voice that's not logical, that's not rational, that's not reasonable. It's guidance. And so dreams are going to be huge this month.
Okay.
So dream as much as you can dream. Dream your coming path. Dream who you want to be. Dream what you want your life to look like 2 years, 2 months, next week, 6 years, 10 years. You know, I once told a CEO, I asked him, you know, what his plans were. And he was in his mid-50s. And he said, well, he really hadn't given it much thought. And I said, what? Come on, man, you're a CEO? I mean, yeah. Companies make a plan for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and you're not even doing that in your own personal life? Come on, what is that? And so this is the month to dream and dream big, because it's got a Neptune, Mercury, Moon, Sun. All four of those planets are conjunct this month. So this is a, I mean, the creativity can go through the roof for, you know, people that are applying their creativity. And of course, so what I did is I kind of outlined this, as you can see, I put the positive versus, you know, what isn't so flattering. Like the first one we read is building your reality from your dreams.
Right.
Versus deluding yourself about your abilities and your self-importance and playing roles of victimhood. And victim is a Pisces word, because they get taken advantage of so often, so much.
Why is that?
Because they're trusting. Mm. They care. I mean, think about, that's what sacrificing service is. And that's their edict, to serve or suffer. So they have to serve. They have to give. I mean, notice how you want to give on many occasions with the Pisces moon.
Oh,
and you realize later, I should have been a little more discriminating there.
If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off, and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Correct. I mean, what you just said, the getting taken advantage of, I'm just starting to understand that in my life, to where I think I've said this on the podcast a couple of times, but I'm like, yeah, I used to give my energy very freely and just didn't understand that people wouldn't always match that or meet it or whatever you want to say, value it even. And now I'm like, well, wait a second. I got to be more discerning and more cautious of what I'm putting my energy into, where I'm giving it freely, because people do take advantage, or not everyone is deserving of that.
Well, and that connects into the second thing that I wrote here, connecting with others emotionally, empathic feelings, mm-hmm. needing to nurture and care for others. When you're like that, you're vulnerable.
Yeah. Which is really fucking sad, though, isn't it?
Well, that you can't. But, you know, I don't know. It's not necessarily a sad thing as much as it is. It's a learning to open your heart and have compassion for people that aren't where you are or capable of being where you are. Mm. And kind of trying to understand it. And so it's that need to... I mean, when we feel people, and I mean, you know, what's the best way to know somebody is to feel them.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily accept what they tell me.
Right.
If I did that, I couldn't even do my job.
Right.
I sometimes read out of my, astrological psychology, and people say, well, that ain't me. And then in about 45 minutes later, they say, oh, well, I get it now.
Yeah, that feels right.
But I mean, you know, think about what connecting emotionally and empathically for nurturing and care for others versus having difficulty separating one's dreams from real world events. Losing faith in others when seeing their shortcomings. And so, you see, we've got to keep up the positive energy. You can't go negative. I mean, and this is kind of what I was sharing with the client. She said, I mean, the first words out of her mouth, I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
I said, well, guess what? That takes 15 milliwatts. Your psychic energy is 2.
So if you're focusing on the negative, you're giving it too much energy.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we know kinesthetically you're losing 50% of your muscle power when you focus on negative.
Well, I didn't know that, but okay.
You say
stuff like it's so matter of fact sometimes. And I'm like, no, we didn't know that. Okay. But we do now. Yes.
But I mean, you know, we can't, it's not a matter of losing faith in others. It's a matter of understanding that their guidance is guiding them to the same destination we're all headed, but they're on a different track. They're on a different experience, and we can't go negative on them. We can discriminate and say, you know, I can't deal with that energy. But that doesn't mean you come down on a judgment or perspective perception that makes them good or bad, just like you said earlier.
That makes
and
sense.
So we need to hold, it's not a matter, I think I've got it in here someplace, but I've read it someplace, we need to love people just for the fact that we're using the positive energy of love. Mm. It's not a matter of whether they can accept it, they can't reject it. It's because it's a greater benefit for us to hold love in our hearts. And when you hold love and healing and using the tools of helping people heal, who else do you think you're healing? Yourself.
Yeah.
Right. And so this is why you're wanting to connect with people. Mystical insights while using logical thinking for problem solving difficult to visualize issues. So in other words, how many times have I said, ask, talk? I told this client today, I said, they're right next to you. Talk to them like they're right next to you. Ask questions. Settle yourself. Be open to receive the answers. Versus a restless mind, which creates delusions about how the world works. Confused thinking and communications. See, this is the victimhood and the victim side of Neptune and Pisces. It's going negative instead of keeping the heart open, keeping the love energy flowing, keeping the intuitive energy and imagination flowing and open. So I talked about in relationships, and this is the feminine quality. The subconscious attraction is strong this month. Having high ideas about people, ideals in relationships that fulfill your dreams of a perfect life with another. Think about that. Versus enthralled in one's own self-importance, not adequately meeting partners' needs, and discarding people not realizing how to use them.
I don't understand the last one. Discarding what?
Well, in other words, everybody's got their own way, their own path, their own things.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that they're not teachers. That doesn't mean that they're no good in our life experience. Just think about what you said earlier. You're attracting in everything. I mean, you know, one of the hardest things that I try to teach is that you're responsible for every single nanosecond of your life because you've created it. So when we discard people with you know, frustration or fear or anger or whatever, you know, were we looking at the God part of them, or were we looking at the part of them that we just can't get along with?
Yeah, this is so interesting. It's kind of hitting me, and I feel like this is a very Pisces story, but like last week, for instance, and I have a Pisces moon, which we've mentioned a couple times, but so anyway, I see this energy that we're discussing playing out in my life fairly often, but I was very frustrated last week with I had multiple situations come up in my life where the person on the other side, this was in work, this was in friendship, this was in a couple different areas. And the person on the other side, to me, was not showing up with the same kind of communication that I was, or capacity for communication. And you always remind me that that's like one of my skill sets. And I don't think about that often, but like I was getting really frustrated. Like I kept just, ugh. And I went to dinner with a friend by Friday, and I was just bitching about people. You know, I was just like, I just don't care. I don't get why they can't just say X, Y, and Z. And it's like, one sentence away from us being able to communicate, in my opinion. And I'm like, why is that so fucking difficult? You know, and I had just had it up to here. But what I'm hearing in this is like, probably what was happening was I was over showing up in those situations. And I was then not able to look at them with empathy or whatever, because I was exhausted. And so it did become like, I was almost becoming the victim of the circumstance because of how I was showing up and my own exhaustion levels from showing up in that way. And then I did have to be mad at that person and not be able to look at them in an empathetic capacity because I was waiting for them to show up how I needed them to show up. Does that, I don't know.
If I'm making,
yeah. So
you just said the magic words.
How I
needed them to show up.
Well, to be fair, some of these situations, the job also needed them to show up that way. So,
or whatever.
I mean, some of it was very base level, in my opinion. But all of that to say is those situations did need me to either take a step back or reevaluate what boundaries I needed for myself, you know. Whatever.
Well, in other words, their values weren't matching up with your values and what was needed at the time. So the discrimination would cut in and say, you know, we're just not connecting right now.
Yeah.
So you need to take that step back.
Well, the discrimination.
Trying to go hard to make it work out.
Or just like hating them. Yeah. I mean, exactly. Yeah. Instead of taking a step back, I was like, fuck these assholes. Yeah. It was like
exactly.
Right.
And so, I mean, that doesn't mean they can't be assholes, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, both can be true.
You have to accept them for what they are.
Yeah.
And say, I can do business with them. I can't do business with them.
Right.
But you don't walk away frustrated with anger and all of the emotional components to that. You just walk away and says, well, it wasn't the right time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like
not
it's
in
like
alignment.
The gal taught me in day trading. She said if the trade isn't as easy as walking over there and picking up money in the corner, don't make the trade.
That is such a lesson that keeps showing up in my life. Is like, we complicate so much because of we're trying to force and I mean, I have been so guilty of this in my life, the pushing, the forcing, the coercing to make it all fit. And it's like, actually, life is pretty easy if you allow it to be. But we think that or we attach to certain outcomes so much that it becomes really difficult and complex because we're forcing and you're really not supposed to force. It's supposed to be easy.
Yeah, that's what the devil card says in the tarot.
What?
Why are you making it so difficult? You're the one that's bedeviling it.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so we know the subconscious is strong and we're having high ideals about people and ideals in relationships that fulfill our dreams of that perfect relationship versus being enthralled in ourselves and being like, you know, they need to match our energy. They need to come our way.
Yeah.
You know, and then the next one here is the highest love of one's partner, having tender feelings for others while showing protection and caring versus struggling to verify another's feelings shares your same values.
Right. It's kind of like what I was just saying.
Kind of like what you were just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Compensating for neglect while partner has other views about sharing. So in other words, you know, when we get into this tit for tat and push and pull and all of that, and it's not working, we need to stop and recognize it and say the energy's not there. That was one of the greatest things that one of my teachers always taught was to see everything as energy.
Yeah.
And if it's working, it's easy. You can walk over the corner and pick up money. And if it isn't working, it's a struggle. It's frustrating. And so to your idea is that we need to make it easy.
Yeah.
Because when we can do things and it's easy and unfolding and just flowing, we're happy. We are in love. We are in our higher heart. Building inner ideals about your partner. Good feelings of mystical oneness with your partner. I mean, feeling that connection. Feeling that attraction principle with partners. And partners, you know, isn't it funny? When we look at relationships, we look at the seventh house of Libra, and that's a committed contract relationship. That isn't intimacy yet. That isn't fully into the commitment of a relationship.
What is it?
It's a contract. Mm. When you get married, you're just signing a contract.
Yes.
Then when you run off to your hotel and you have intimacy, now there's an exchange of energy.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
Now that's a completely different partnership.
Yeah.
You see, so when we talk about partners, this could be business partners. This could be, you know, I mean, look, think about this. Do you not have a partnership in some way, shape, or form with your open enemies?
Well, if you're still giving anybody energy, then yeah. Right?
Open enemies are some of your greatest teachers.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be the ones that tell you exactly why they don't like you.
Right.
Or what you've done wrong.
Right.
And so that's a service to you. And so, that's the mystical oneness. That's the mystical connection versus the delusions about how another person should be rather than who they are.
It's like that Maya Angelou quote. People show you who they are. You just got to believe them, you know?
Yeah.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Confusion about one's feelings for another and deceiving your partner about oneself. I just told another client the other day, you have to understand this is base relief. And that's a carving halfway out of a stone. So the carving is being released from the granite block, and that's called a bas relief. Well, when we suppress who we all authentically are, well, we're suppressing because we don't want to be seen, because we don't feel like if I show you everything of who I am, you might not like me. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem that we all have to deal with when we're suppressing aspects of our character, aspects of who we are. Then we can't even possibly hope to be loved for who we are. We can only be loved for the illusion that we've painted for the other person. And of course, I mean, you know, then if we get into some of the, you know, into some of the business aspects of this month, it's the leadership that presents visions of a great future versus leadership going to excess and exhaust itself in impractical schemes. Boy, that hits home.
Yeah, that feels
leaders' ability to communicate visions of progress and growth versus the inability to bring reality into planning and productivity that are weak and artificial plans and trying to mesmerize people with delusions of progress and growth. And of course, my favorite one was that leaders needing the opinions and emotional of the people they serve versus delusion about popular support, struggling to utilize the moods of people to set a course of action. And of course, and then we go down to the energy that's working this month in the new moon chart. It's a Uranus square Mars. This has been on top of us now for several months. And that's the energy that you talked about when we first got on. That's the frustration. Mm-hmm. Anytime you get Uranus, which is the energy of break up, break out, break away, break free from status quo, that's a rebellion. And when it's bumping up against Mars.
That's what I was about to say. Isn't Mars aggressive too?
Mars is very aggressive, very selfish, very self-oriented. Yeah. And so when you get people interfering with others' lives, causing disruptions, troublemakers. Now, get this line here. People with rebellious impulses who don't want society to impose rules of personal conduct. Well, let me see. Can I think of anybody that does that?
Well, I know who you're thinking of.
Uh-huh. So, it's violence, it's malice, it's rebellion. It can certainly be in, it's war. It can also be accidents. It can be any kind of number of things when Uranus and Mars are coming together, because it's sudden, unexpected events. And you can't tell, I can't even tell you where a Uranus aspect is, how it's going to affect you, because it always, always works through other people.
That would make sense, because other people are the things that trigger us.
Other people is the ones that causes problems.
Yeah, where there's people, there's problems. My mom always says that.
But one of the other things that I liked about this chart is, you know, I do a lot of asteroids, because they are, I find asteroids being so very close to what's going on with people.
Okay.
And so this is a, Vesta is our focus and commitment. It's our autonomous self-identity. And this is where we face the issues of personal integration, work, devotion, commitment, sacrifice, alienation from personal relationships. And so when it squares the sun, which is our purpose and creative in life, it's our vitality, conflict between one's work focus and life purpose, resulting in the inability to find a fulfilling career.
That's interesting.
So you may have people that's going to have struggles trying to find their lot in life. What are they supposed to be doing? You may have people frustrated with what they're doing. And the resolution is going to be develop a purposeful focus, and then integrating and aligning one's personal energies to harmonize with the vision they have. So that's the visualization of what you want to create and focus on creating it through actions every day. That goes into that, what the mind can conceive, the mind can achieve.
It's almost
so that's
like applying
psycho-cybernetics.
Yeah. And it's like applying discipline to your dreams.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're working towards it. Now you can be guided on a path that leads you to the programmed vision and imagination and dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's all programmed. That's not just coming out of nowhere or out of your conscious ego mind. So it's developing that purposeful focus. That's the key words in that one. And it's also squaring the moon. And this is alienation from one's emotional needs, which produces a fear of intimacy and commitment to family ties. And that alienation, I mean, you know, when you come up with some strong emotions, how many times have you just wanted to run? You just wanted to get away from them.
Oh, see, they want to fight.
They're painful. Or you can fight them.
Yeah. Which even most people run. I'm like, no, let's dig in now. This is the time that I like to fight.
Well, that's the crab with them pinchers. And once you latch on, I'd have to tear your arm off to let go.
Well, that about sums up my life, Marv.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, understanding and deconditioning socially imposed moralities concerning your relationship standards, unblocked energies, both sexual, emotional, so that free and open expression may occur. So this is what we're looking for with the moon. We're looking for just to be free and open and honest. And of course, with Neptune right there, it's the diffusion of focus, confusion about one's commitment, misperceptions of reality that leads to inappropriate self-denials and self-sacrifice. So you see, when you're talking about Pisces Neptune, it's very easy to slip over to the other side and everything's over there.
Like the dreamy
good, bad,
side.
Negative. Yeah. I mean, it's all there.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you slip into the universal consciousness, it's not neatly compacted into a third dimensional reality. Everything is there. Mm. And so this is why it can get very confusing when you're dealing with Neptunian energy, because it's dreaminess.
Yeah.
And it's universal. It's not of this world.
Right.
Its job is to dissolve this world.
Go ahead.
Well, when you dissolve this world, what you're ultimately doing is dissolving the ego personality so that you can ascend into the spiritual self.
So essentially,
but
like when we're going into this month of this Pisces new moon and all the energies you just explained, what would be the goal for like people listening who are wanting something tangible here? It's like you say, go dream, but also you don't want to get lost in these dreams and you want to stay in reality. And then there's these other energies coming in saying, and be disciplined with those dreams. So which one is it?
So this is how you use Neptune energy in dreams and visualizations, because you can go all over the map with them. You can dream your life away. We call it wool gathering. You can think of all kinds of stuff. So this is how you nail it down to being real. If you can put it into practicality and make it occur, then that's the one that's good. But if you start daydreaming and it can't be made physical, live, mm-hmm. well, then that you just might as well throw that away.
Just let it go.
Because that's just a daydream. And then so you think about what this is, the power of focus and concentration to effectively deal with physical reality and other dimensions.
Right.
So when you're in Neptune, you're bringing in other dimensions, but your job is to bring them into physical reality.
Mm.
So if you don't see a path to where you can bring it into physical reality, well, then you're just in a daydream. You're just in a pipe dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
It's ego driven. So the ego can send you a vision of something that just makes you bigger, better, and greater just because you're listening to it and it's got power over you. But if you can't make it real, well, then you've got to let that go and focus on what you can make real. Okay. And that's how you deal with Neptune energy.
I like that. Okay. Okay. We only have about 5 more minutes, so we got to go through this full moon fast. What are the big bites that we can give people?
Well, so with this Libra eclipse, we're trying to commit to the ideals of love and beauty beyond any single relationship. So we make practical compromises. We let go of things naturally and be true to our own ideals. That's how you make relationships solid and worthy. And so when we're thinking of this, the big thing here, exchange of thoughts between intuition, subconscious, and ego, while being conscious-minded, that organizes thought and life. So again, with Neptune, you got the dream, you got the vision.
Yeah.
But if you can't consciously organize it to where you can now make it play out, well, then it's just a pipe dream.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have an eruption of ideas and impulses that come out of your subconscious mind, but that doesn't just naturally make them real. They're just impulses of your subconscious, which has everything in it. And it's coming in from your conditioning of all your past.
So we're really right now, it seems like, wanting to dive into this dreamy subconscious world that's happening beneath the surface. But we also, with Libra, I mean, especially, this is all about balance, right? So it would be, I like that idea of going through those ideas then. Maybe you, even a tangible would be like writing down all your ideas. And then you look at the paper and it's like, okay, well, which one can I actually take an action step towards? Like what you're saying, put into practice. And so that there's the balance. That's the big like balance energy coming in after all of this dreaming before we move into the areas of like, let's go get the thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Learning to align energy, drive, and will with clearly conceived focus, direction, and purpose. And when you can do that and you have a Neptune concepts, well, then that's good. That's a path to follow.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, developing a balanced approach to fulfilling one's responsibilities in the world so that personal enjoyment and fulfillment can be experienced.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ultimate point. Instead of getting wrapped up into, you know, confusion.
Right.
Conflict between your needs and the obligations.
That makes sense.
So, well, we're all still learning the relationship that, and with the new Venus Mars that just occurred. So it just feels like when I was working on this outline, it just feels like we're really needing to raise the level of relatedness mm-hmm. to each other.
Well, you've been talking about that for a while.
Doesn't that just dovetail right into the Aquarian age?
Well, that's what I was just about to say. You've been saying this is about the people. It's about us all uniting together. It's not about one. It's about all. So here we go. I guess we're launching right in.
There you go.
So there you go.
That's Pisces.
Well, if you would like to do, if you're listening and you're like, okay, I need to know more. I don't even know how this is registering for me. You know, I got you guys, I always recommend doing an individual chart reading with Marv. So Marv, tell the people where they would find you to do that.
They can find my website at astromarv.com, or they can email me at marvin@astromarv.com.
And I will always, as always, put that in the description of this podcast. Marv, thanks for this Pisces energy. We'll be back next month with only God knows what eclipse energy sounds like.
Eclipse in Aries, baby.
Oof, it'll be time to take
some action.
Yeah. So enjoy the dreaming while you can, people, because it doesn't seem like it's going to last very long.
You're going to be dusting off the shield and the sword and go forth and multiply.
Well, that sounds like me last week. So maybe I'm just getting this energy quicker. All right.
All right, Kelly.
Thanks so much for being here. And thank you guys for listening.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson, where we believe everyone has a little velvet and a little edge. Subscribe for more conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. Search Velvet's Edge wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.